Welcome to the Scriptures and Sermon podcast from St. John's Presbyterian Church in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada for Thursday, March the 28th, 2024, Monday, Thursday. Thank you for joining us and we pray that you'll feel God's presence wherever you are.
Eternal God, by your word and spirit you have given us a new covenant to love and serve one another in Jesus' name. Let the good news of your liberating love be sealed in our hearts and shown in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
A reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year-old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals, on all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The next reading is a responsive reading, and the words shall appear before you on the screens. Psalm 116, verses 1 to 2 and 12 to 19. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications.
Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer you the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Hearts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
And the final reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
And a reading from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17 and 31b to 35. Let us listen once more for God's word to his people. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that he had tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, Jesus put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." And continuing to read from verse 31. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also ought to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this evening is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The welcome table. Within the African-American spiritual tradition, there is this image of the welcome table. At its highest, this image is, and at its highest and most exalted level, this is the image of the great marriage feast of the kingdom of God, found in the book of Revelation. The image enjoyed a special place in the heritage of the African-American tradition because it affirmed that there was a place for all people in the kingdom of God. historically, even those who were slaves, those who were not allowed to sit at their master's table in this world, would be welcomed at the table of the Lord in the kingdom of God. And at a much more practical level, the welcome table was the table upon which the Lord's Supper was celebrated, a table just like this one. It was the foretaste of these same people of that great feast that awaited for them in heaven. As we come near to this table this evening, we come to the table aware of the fact that Jesus desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples, to celebrate that great sacred feast with them, remembering God's faithfulness to the covenant, and how God had heard the cries of the children of God in captivity and intervened to set them free. This is a night that is rich then with theological understanding. So many things are happening. The root of the faith is celebrated as Jesus gathers his disciples together. But what shocks us the most in the story that we heard read is the servanthood of Jesus. It shocks us just as it shocked his disciples on that first night. The brash Simon Peter, always the brash Simon Peter. The brash Simon Peter could not allow Jesus to wash his feet. After all, to wash someone's feet was a lowly act. It was the act that was performed by the lowest of all of the slaves in the household. Jesus takes the place of that lowly servant who washes the dusty and weary feet of travelers. And in so doing, Jesus, as the host of this feast, welcomes those whose feet he washes into the household of God. This welcome is further expanded just several chapters later in the Gospel of John. In John 16, Jesus assures his disciples that in God's house there are many abiding places. There are many places where they will be welcomed and received. And that through his crucifixion, he goes to prepare a place for them, a place with God. What is striking in the account of Jesus and the foot washing is that Jesus washes the feet of all of the disciples. Even though Jesus knew that Judas would betray him, Jesus welcomes him into the upper room and washes his feet. Having heard Peter's rejection of the act, Jesus welcomes him and washes Peter's feet. It is a moment that speaks to the wideness of God's mercy. Each of us is welcomed into the kingdom of God. Nothing separates us from the love of God made known to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We witness tonight Jesus wash the feet of his betrayer and the feet of the one who would deny him. The kingdom of God is open to all, for God's mercy is extended to all. And this table is a glimpse of the mercy of God, a glimpse of the kingdom of God. One communion liturgy invites the people to come to the table with these words. Come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like to have more. It is the affirmation that regardless of who we are welcome at this table. Whoever we are, whatever we have done, Christ continues to invite us here. Because this is the welcome table. And here, we are home. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Scriptures and Sermon Podcast from St. John's Presbyterian Church in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. If you haven't already, please don't forget to subscribe so you can get new episodes each week. Be sure to check out our website, stjohnscornwall.ca, where you can find links to our social media pages and more information on our ministry. Until next time, God bless.